What is advantages about digital art is that you can try just about anything, and if you don't like it, you just delete it. Normally, I prefer working with a brush, but you never stop learning. Maybe this wasn't 100% symmetric. I do one of my favorite ornaments. We have a question popping in. Do you think that something like people can create art, but I didn't understand correctly. There's a poetry artist who actually wrote a bot. Okay, it's about whether bots can create art. So there's someone who made a bot who wrote poems, which started an enormous discussion about whether that is art or not. And I think there's a lot to still discuss about, but my personal opinion is yes, that this is art because somebody created the bot. So it's still art. But art that has been started by human hand, even if it works on its own. So if people make a machine that makes art, I think the machine is art in the end. So what I'm doing is also machine-assisted art. Because I'm not using a brush to paint on paper, but I'm using digital means. And I'm not even using my normal hand-eye coordination, which I usually apply when creating art, but looking at a screen. So that is also some kind of technical art right here. So I'm sure that robots can create art. Coming back to your example about the poem, do you think that artificial intelligence can develop a sense of art or an understanding of art? Wow, that's a very philosophical question we're approaching here. I think ultimately, with today's knowledge, you can't tell. But when discussing whether AI might become conscious at some point, this would also involve, if we presume that AI can develop feelings and a consciousness, a consequence would be yes, that AI can develop aesthetic understanding. But that takes us to a very, very philosophical level and a very theoretical question that we're just not able to answer on a factual basis. And we would have to talk about whether we would even want AI to be able to develop that kind of understanding. But it's a very interesting question nonetheless. To imagine what aesthetical understanding would look like in a machine. I think before you said, well, you said that each kind of expression is always art. So an AI would just have to be able to express itself in order to create art. That's a good point. Which I hadn't considered before, but yeah. The question is whether AI still represents a human in the end, which nowadays I think still is the case when talking about the poetry bot, for example. Because the AI has learned to express the aesthetics or thoughts of the creator, of the one who wrote the code. I don't think that we've developed a level yet where the technological means can develop its own sense or understanding of creation. That's an interesting thought. I think this is a very, very interesting discussion that we're having right now, and I would never have expected us to even touch that level of philosophy in this talk today. Although AI is a very typical topic for a discussion like this. So your feedback on whether you like this format or not is very much appreciated. We would like to know about your thoughts on whether you were able to relax during this session, whether you found it interesting. It's getting more philosophical. Bring on the philosophy. If everything is art, what is not art? And can art exist on its own without someone looking at it or criticizing it? This is a very interesting and good question. I find it difficult to answer it, because on one hand, if looking at my own art, my art is something I do for myself mainly, and there's so many pieces which are laying around at my home, which nobody has ever looked at. And I would still consider them art, although no one outside of myself has ever seen it or criticized it. And I wouldn't deem myself a recipient of my own art. On the other hand, I think that art is individual in a way that the recipient does their own art just by looking at the art, because when I create art for a certain purpose, that doesn't mean that the one who is looking at my art will do so for the same reasons as I did, or will find it pretty for the same reasons as I did. So I don't know if it's even possible to answer the scope of the question, because it raises a certain kind of paradoxon. I think this is a question that will keep revolving in my head for quite some time. It's absolutely fascinating to have questions which you can't answer for certain, especially in philosophy. For me, this is what makes philosophy so interesting? You're right. People continued going into the AI direction. Is art created by AI worth less than art created by an artist by hand? That's an interesting question to raise, and I would do so myself. Is it worth less? I think I would rephrase it, the question, because art creates a value of its own. I wouldn't be able to say that other people would appreciate my art for the same values that I do. I'm thinking while speaking, so I don't know if what I'm saying is even making sense. But my first instinct would be to say no. You can't compare the values of human, because you would look at each respective kind of art in a different way, because AI would maybe be able to create art that humans could have never even thought of. Maybe you'll be encouraged by the approach or the thought that people like the idea of your presentation. Somebody is saying as a feedback that they really like this kind of presentation that also gives philosophical insight. I appreciate that compliment very much, because this presentation was a very spontaneous idea and I didn't even know if anybody would even be interested in watching this kind of talk. So it was conceptualized as an experiment, and I'm very happy to hear that people appreciate and like this kind of approach. Somebody else is saying, I like the format. I'm drawing on my tablet myself right now, and I did something which I normally wouldn't have thought of doing. Drawing stick figures, actually. I'm really happy to hear those kinds of compliments. And really, I was questioning before I held this talk whether this would actually encourage people to create, or if people would say, I don't need any motivation from outside because I have my own motivation. Whenever I visit Congress, I have so much fun looking at all the different things and installations that people bring along and present at Congress. And I'm always looking at those presentations with the eyes of a child. And I have the impression that many people out there question their own abilities to create art, are questioning their skills. And I just want to show people that you can find joy in very simple means of expressions. So that is what I wanted to show, and thank you very much for your praise. Motivation for two other questions? Of course. Someone is asking whether art is always a creationist thing, or whether destruction can also be art. I would pose a different question back. isn't destroying also creating? Who says that pure destruction isn't a process of creating something new? Because thinking radically, I'm creating a piece of trash, a heap of trash that wasn't there before. And in the moment of destruction, maybe my personal feelings are despair and rage, and I just want to express that feeling. Destruction can be art, of course. Maybe the result isn't aesthetically pleasing, but this isn't the reason we do art for. The reason for doing art is not that in the end somebody says, I like that. That's not the reason we do art for. Okay, bonus round. What are we going to do in December? How are we going to push art to the virtual space? This is a very good question.
I'm not the kind of person that is very talented in writing code or something, but if there are people that would be interested in creating a space for the event in December where this could be done, I would be hugely happy about that. It would be great if perhaps you could open something like a painting cafe. Basically, it would have to be a place. I think at Congress there used to be an art area where technical art was exhibited. If you could use video, perhaps, or maybe use programming, coding in some way. And I'm sure that a lot is possible, but unfortunately, I'm not the person to put this into practice. But I could really imagine that, and I would be so happy if that was possible. A space that the community in advance and at the event could shape and design and turn into a huge arts exhibition with all kinds of things that I would think would be a great thing. Many people agree and say, yes, the Congress is art, so thumbs up. Well, yeah, we are a crazy creative bunch. So that's the reason why many parts of chaos actually exist. Hacking doesn't mean anything else than taking something that was purposed in some way and repurposing it. That too takes creativity, and that surely is a form of art as well. If you can derive a certain aesthetic from that, certain aesthetic value, and if you have the opportunity after there is a pointer to a website in the pad that deals with AI-generated art explicitly. Yeah, that sounds very interesting. And I think that is something that in the last few years has been discussed more and more, and justifiably so, because we do live in the 21st century. Oops. The idea has just come up that maybe the RC3 logo could become a mandala that could be a template for everyone to use and maybe philosophize about art at the same time. Yeah, I have seen several times that people work on the same mandala and they all look different. There are color combinations in there that make me think, oh, this, of course, this is so obvious, but I haven't thought of that. Someone else has the idea. I could really just jump with joy every time I see things like that. And that is really what chaos to me is all about. People coming together and presenting their ideas and valuing, appreciating what others do and experiencing that appreciation for what they have done. And that's why I say that we are this small creative bunch, because we all think, what can I do? What can I change? And maybe I can do something that no one else has thought about before. I think there isn't a logo yet, is there? Well, I don't know of one, but that doesn't mean anything. That's true. That's true. But yeah. So let's keep our eyes open and see what maybe I'll be sent. And maybe by that time I'll be more familiar with that graphics tablet. Because that right now is a huge adventure for me. Yeah, one of the would-be artists says, I'm scribbling along, but I don't know the technology that well. Otherwise, you would have found my results on Mastodon already. Mastodon, that is a network that someone will have to explain to me in more detail at some point. I haven't really got into that yet, the different spaces there. But I will grab some people from my local chaos circle. I'm pretty sure that there are people in Flensburg. Yeah, I assume that there will be. Whether they actually run such a service, I don't know. I haven't. There's no one I can think of. But that doesn't have to mean anything, because just like anyone, I am someone that doesn't know a lot of things. It just exists. Okay, what else could I draw in there? Some triangles. While I'm thinking about this, I'm sure that at Congress I will offer a workshop session or something, a scribbling meeting. I really like the idea of sitting together just like we are now. maybe about your to motivate you, there are some first shared works of art on Twitter that people have made. Oh, very nice. How much time is there left? Could we take a look at that, perhaps? We can. Should I just send you the links in Mumble? Yes, you can. So let's take a look. Is this art or is it just beautiful? Used for the first time and created with Moleskine Flow. That's the text. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I have tried so often to draw a hand in my life, and there was the crafts art show that I once was at, and I noticed that hands are my nemesis. I couldn't have done it much better myself, particularly with digital means. I'm glad if I can just get a reasonably straight line into my documents. Hands are amazing. You think they are such a simple shape, and you see them every day. Can't be that difficult. So, respect. Just to draw it ad hoc, and it looks like it was drawn as a single line without stopping, and I couldn't have done this better myself. That is quite amazing. Well, yeah, that is art. Anatomically, well, maybe. Who needs anatomical correctness? For anatomical correctness is not what I came here for. I came here to share art with people that like to create art and appreciate it. That's why I'm here. And more people seem to want to do it because the feedback pad now has a Jitsi session where people can show their art and inspire each other. Yeah, why not? Of course. If people want to start a Jitsi this evening where we can meet, sit down together, and maybe just support each other and make each other a bit little happy. Again, I am not a very technical person. I have never installed a Jitsi server. All of these Corona times, I never used them to get a Jitsi running. So, people are very welcome to send me a DM in Twitter if they want to join me and get something going. Well, that is a plan. And the feedback tells you that the place to follow in Mastodon would be chaos.social. Well, maybe I'll take a closer look. I hope that the rain that is coming down here is not too loud. The beautiful North German weather. I'm starting to think too much again. Just do, just make. I'm so fascinated. That's not at all where I thought I would end up with this mandala. But that's why it's so interesting to make them. You end up with something that's so different to what you were thinking of. At the risk of not completing this next one, I am going to start a new one.
Well, symmetric would be too easy. So we were talking about Mastodon shortly. Now there's actually a Mastodon channel that is discussing. Let's have a look. Wow. I love the colors, especially at the tip. I'm a green freak, totally. I love green. Palm tentacle, very nice. Now I understand what the brown dots are representing. It's a very nice idea to combine a palm and a tentacle. And why not? The result is definitely art, and I definitely don't think that you should throw it out as you state in your caption. I think it can stay. It has a right to exist, just as any other piece of art. And sometimes art is about exercising, practicing, and while you're practicing, perfection is not the goal. There's absolutely no wrong in art. You can't do wrong. You can only do wrong if you think art is a craft and something you have to have absolute skill to do. Sometimes I think it can be very frustrating if you can't achieve what you want to achieve, to like bash your own skills. My first creation is the caption of this image, and I'm seeing something very abstract in here. And I like abstract art because you can create very intricate things very quickly. And abstract art is also about just starting, not being afraid, not aiming for a certain outcome. And it's also about having fun. Sometimes I look at my own abstract art later in time and I think about, what did I actually try to achieve back then? And I see the results in a different way than I did when I was creating it. I'm seeing a little bit something like a dragon or a crocodile in this specific spot up here. It's very exciting. I like this style of art. So absolutely, go ahead and dare new things. The interpreters are greeting you and are asking whether silence is art and how they can interpret your silence. Translate silence. I think it's going to be difficult to translate silence, but of course silence can be art. Especially in theater, I've often seen silent moments that were silent on purpose, also in film. If you leave out the music and have silence, that's a very strong means of expression. And of course it's art. At the very least, it's art. And of course, it's difficult to translate if I'm saying nothing, if that was the purpose of the question. Well, I can't see the purpose of the question, obviously. But links on social networks have begun to appear, and I really like what we just created here, and I really like what people have in their heads and what they're willing to express. It's unbelievably difficult to get a parallel line. It's not going to be and to get any better, so we have to deal with what we have. Why not? Just one more little flower. Looking at the time, doesn't look like I'll be able to finish it in time, but I'll share it on Twitter as soon as it's done. Anyway, I've had tremendous fun today. Unfortunately, I deleted one of my artworks. That's my own fault, but I'm really happy to see that so many of you have posted their own artwork, and I'll be looking at the hashtag, continuing to look at the hashtag, and see what pops in. I think many of us will do, and I would love to see you do so, because that was the idea behind this whole talk, to just try and express yourself. I think we've seen very nice examples, and I'm looking forward to maybe seeing other people who felt inspired and encouraged to go and create, because you can watch your own progress when you create more often and make it a habit. And you can have a lot of fun on the way. Looking at social networks and the pad, it looks like you've had a lot of success in inspiring people to go out and create and do some art. I'm happy to see that, and I would be happy if maybe I've led some people to discover a new hobby. I had a lot of fun today, and I hope you had too. What a nice conclusion to this talk. Thank you very much for presenting and drawing life. And thank you for daring to try something very different. Thank you for participating. Thank you for asking questions, for philosophizing. It was a lot of fun. Our next talk will be about organ pipes, an update on organ pipes. So we're happy to get your feedback on the presentation, on the art, on the format. And I encourage you to go on Twitter and on the other channels to see what people have posted. I think it's a very nice format, so thank you for that. Thank you.
And thanks for listening to the interpretation. There was a moment when I couldn't hear my colleague and thought she hadn't started. So sorry for the confusion there.
It happens.
Yes, it happens. But this was a good talk for it to happen. Yeah.
It was expression in its own kind.
Indeed. So you've been listening to Sebelis.
And she's a pirate.